We are continuing on Shulim Asha Kavanas. We're on page 33 of the Sefer called Tiva Kavanas, the new one. Now, new subject: Azara Shekolim Tvila Yikayim Mitzvah Ve'avatcha Le'achcha Kamocha. You have to love your friend as yourself. Says the Arizal as follows. Kodem she'adam yisader tefilato bebet kneset miparshat hakedah ve'ilach. Before a person starts jumping into tefila, tzarich shekabel alav mitzvat va'avadcha le'reacha kamocha. You have to love your friend like yourself. That's the first thing you should do as soon as you come into shul. Ve'yichaven le'ehov kol echad mibnei Yisrael kenafsho. You have to love all of Klal Yisrael like your own soul. What's the purpose of this? It's not just a good thing, as you say, but rather this has Kabbalistic implications. It's a segula. Well, segula usually means we don't understand, but we actually do understand what's going on over here. Because what's happening over here is all Klal Yisrael is davening. We know that the power is in number. Power is in number, therefore, as all the tefillot are going up and piercing the walls of Shemayim for them to enter in order to be heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our little tefillah, it has much less potential, less chance of getting in than by the force of numbers. That's why we go join the minyan. That's the whole purpose of it, because we're in the forces in numbers. Once we're all together praying together, we have a much better chance of being heard. And therefore, it's not only enough just to be in shul and praying for yourself. That won't do it. You have to connectively and intentionally, with a positive intent, to join up with the rest of the people in that shul and Klal Yisrael, even better. That will give you an attachment to this flowing, this upsurge of powerful tefillah going up. Your tefillah will be able to cling to that shefa going up. And then, like I said, much better chances of being heard. Much better chances of being responded. So, let's continue. Now, בעניין אהבת חברים שצריך מאוד מאוד, ובפרט אהבת חברים, says Arizal, especially for your friends. העוסקים בתורה ביחד, when you're learning together Torah, you have to have a special attention for them, a love for them. צריך כל אחד ואחד לכלול עצמו כאילו הוא אהב ואחד מן החברים שלו. You should be so close, you should look at yourselves as one body. As one body, you join up in a group of learning, I don't know, whatever it is, Daf Yomi, whatever group, Halacha group, Midrash group, learning Kabbalah, whatever group you are, you have to look at yourself as one entity, not as 10 people. Individual. Uvprat in yesh le'adam yediyah v'asagah l'dad l'akir l'chaviro b'bichinat neshama. Especially if you have special insights into the person's soul. And yes, is the chaver mehem betzara, and you realize that one of the group members, one of the friends in shul, is hurting, has a problem. You have to, everybody has to go and run to his needs and see them. Or the person's sick, if you go and visit him in the hospital, machmat choli, or machmat banim, he has a problem with his children, yipalu alav, you have to pray for him. וכן בכל תפילתיו וצחחיו דבריו השתתף את חברו אמו. You have to join up with them. מאוד הזירי מורי זר בעניין אהבת חברים שלנו של החברתנו. And the Arizal told me, says the Rav Chaim Vital, that he was very, very particular about this inyan of joining up in the needs of the rest of the Chabur. Again, this is not a Musa Sefer. We're not learning Musa over here. But rather, the perspective that we're learning here is much deeper, and it's a interconnectedness in order to have the strength in numbers. That's the underlying idea over here. Because we want to have power, we want to empower tefillah, and we have many ways, tactics, how to do that. But one way to empower tefillah is by joining up with others, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the rabbim. Listen to them, whether they're worthy, whether they're not worthy, whether the rabbim has an impact on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vashenken, an individual, as the tefillah is going up, then the tendency is to look, where is it coming from? Where is it coming from? And if an individual, unfortunately, is not worthy of being heard or answered, therefore he will not be. That is not the case by the rabbi. That's why the Arizal was very particular and told the Arizal and told Rav Chaim Vital, this is very, very important. To connect yourself with the Rabbu. Al tifrosh min ha-tzibur. As we know, do not let yourself go from the tzibur. Let's continue. On page Lamed Hei. Azar shelo yachis be'emtzaot betoch ha-ozen. Azar shelo yachnis etzbaot betoch ha-ozen mitzvila. Interesting. Every single detail is mentioned over here. Gam eziru me'od morizal. Morizal is always referenced to Arizal. Again, this is Rav Chaim Vital writing this, and Arizal telling him what to do. He's writing down these notes. Shelol lachnis be'etzba betoch oznayim kedei lenakot azoamav shebe'em betoch tefila klas. Sometimes people have this habit that they stick their fingers in the ears and they clean the ears during tefila. The Arizal used to go crazy with the Rav Chaim Vital. Shemetchilat abachot adgmar alin v'shabeach im asikar tzarich. You have to wash your hands because a certain amount of negative tumah will come out from your ears and therefore will tame your hands. You have to wash your hands straight away. Next, azar shelo arim kol b'yetzer se'ed u'b'pchad mekol. Gam me'olam lo yitpalel tfilato b'kol ram. Afilu seder tfilah shel moshav. כגון, אז מרוב כי יוצא בזה, להורות הכנעה ואימה ויראה לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא. אמנם ביום השבת, הימרים המגביה קולו בנעימה, בתפילה, הוא ישב יותר מעט ממה שהיה עושה בחול. אבל זה לא היה עושה, אלו מפני כבוד שבת. You know, you go into shul sometimes, you see people yelling their heads off in tefillah, and everyone understood why they're doing that. It's great for their concentration, but a little care for the rest. So we see this exactly from the Rav Chaim Vital, writes over here, from his Rebbe, that he told him, during the weekday, you should keep your mouth, or keep your voice on a low basis. It's something to show an inyan of hachna'a. You're going and praying, you don't yell in the king's ear. You're not going to get too much attention over there, or you'll get the negative attention. Ema, yira, fear from Hashem, respect for Hashem, you don't start yelling in shul. On Shabbat, the Arizal used to raise his voice a little bit because of the intensity of the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but nevertheless, he wasn't overdoing it, that's for sure. That's what he says. Yotem me'at, just a little bit more than he would do regular days. And only that he would do it for Kavod Shabbos. For the Kavod Shabbos. Let's continue. On page Lamed Vav. Azara she'en lomar בתפילה פרשו סמה ועשה דיבורות. גם הייתי נוהג לומר בכל בוקר, קודם התפילה פרשו סמן ועשר דיבורות, כי יוצא בזה פרשות אחרות. I, says Rav Chaim Vital, I had the minute to say the parshas haman that we say often, the parsha for Parnasa, and also the asara adivrot, the Ten Commandments. I used to say before I used to pray, and my Rebbe, menaneni mori shelo lamro. My Rebbe told me, the Arizal, the Halig Arizal told me not to say. Beprat asara adivrot adkir li tam shel davar, ki arei bimei arishonim kovu betfila mipne aminim shelo yomru she'en od chazusham Torah min shemaim ela asara adivrot belvad. Lachem bitlu. ומי זה יערב ליבו לחזק את הבינים לנהוג מה שביטלו רזר בגמר. So the Arizal was not only a Kabbalist, as we know, he's a tremendous Talmudist and book in Shas, and he brought chapter and verse to the Rav Chaim Vital, which himself was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and he mentioned him a few Gemaras, and I'm just going to read you out over here on the Tiv of Kavanos Ot Nun Chetz. He says, this is the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Yud Beis and Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Ar b'gvulim bikshu likro ken. Ele, shekva bitlu mipne tarumat aminim. The Gemara says before Shandaf and Brachas Daf Yud Beis and Aleph that they used to have a meaning to say the Ten Commandments before Tefillah.
But since the Minim used to say that, you know, there's no Torah, there's only Ten Commandments, therefore, Chazal were okay than Minag in order to stop saying it during Tefillah. And he says it continues, Katav Rashi Zal, Mipnei Tarum Mitzvah Minim, Shelo Yomru, Le'am Ha'aretz, Ein Shah Torah Emet. The rest of the Torah is not Emet. V'teidu she'en korim el mashit amu HaKadosh Baruch Hu shu'um shomem piv m'sinai. So therefore, that's what the Arizal was quoting to Rav Chaim Ital, that you should not persist in this minhag, saying the Ten Commandments, because the Chazal already have mevatel this minhag. Okay, so I think we'll stop it here for now, and we'll continue next time learning about tzitzit and tefillin, which is very interesting, all these halachas according to Kabbalah. Okay.